Health Sciences North reported 25 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital for January 10, with 5 of them in the intensive care unit. Across Ontario, there are 423 COVID patients in intensive care. Also on Monday, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, is reporting 370 new COVID-19 cases and one new death. This is a higher than normal case count and includes cases that would have been reported on Saturday and Sunday. The new death is reported as having occurred in the Manitoulin district. No other information was provided. Since the pandemic began in March 2020, PHSD has now reported 53 local deaths. The health unit is also reporting there are now 1,004 active cases that are being monitored locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 7,057 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 6,053 of those cases are now resolved. There are also several new active outbreaks in Greater Sudbury. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 342 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 15 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 13 new cases for the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 49 new cases linked to outbreaks, 27 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 6 cases that are travel-related, 21 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 51 cases with information missing, and 136 cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,547 total cases, an increase of 157 cases. There were also 1,755 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 45. The next highest number was 1,717 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 106. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 791 cases total, an increase of 47. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 247 cases, an increase of 15. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 361,973 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 3,487 since the last testing report last week. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 77% of all people in the PHSD area. Public Health is also reporting new outbreaks at the hospital, several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 25 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 5 of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 13 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of the 13 patients was admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 6 past positives for COVID-19. These are patients who no longer have the disease but still require care. None of those patients were in the ICU. There are also 2 active COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower, and 6th floor, North Tower. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 9,706 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 423 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 12 new COVID-19 deaths.